How to pick a mortgage broker. A good way to get a mortgage is to pass the buck to somebody else. Shopping around and comparing mortgages can be time-consuming, so it may save you time to pay someone to do your shopping for you. Get a mortgage broker, but get a good one. These people are engaged daily in the world of mortgages, which means that they have to know where to get the best rates, who is offering the best conditions, and generally, where it's advantageous to apply. In the long run, you will probably pay less for everything if you get a good mortgage broker, since the broker will know what kind of hidden charges there are and steer you clear of various problems. Not only that, but mortgage companies want to keep in the good graces of anyone who's in the habit of referring business to them. There are certainly technical considerations such as the length of the mortgage, whether guarantees are involved, conditions of default, and all kinds of other things that a mortgage broker and a good attorney will inform you about. Ask your real estate broker to recommend a mortgage broker, or ask for a referral from friends, colleagues, and neighbors who have recently taken on mortgages. Like your real estate broker or your attorney, the mortgage broker should be someone you feel comfortable working with, and someone you know will not sideline your best interests in favor of his or her own financial considerations. How to pick an interest rate and down payment. Interest rates are not the mystery they're cracked up to be. But before you get into any real estate venture, you must educate yourself about them. I always think of interest rates simply as the cost of money. The interest rate is like a yearly membership fee or utility bill. It's the amount you're paying to use the mortgage per year. It's like a golf membership to an exclusive club, where you're the only one with the keys to the clubhouse. You should note that some institutions will try to trick you with adjustable interest rates so that your fees will bounce around depending on the economy. If you're adverse to change and want to minimize your risk, I would recommend working with fixed rates. Interest rates have been sagging for the last 20-odd years, and there's good reason to believe that they will only be going up in the short term. Mortgage holders with adjustable rates may be forced to foreclose if the payments become too big. If this setup scares you, and it should, lock in a rate that you know you'll be able to afford for the length of the mortgage. When choosing an actual rate, if the rate is too good to be true, beware. Rates, truth be told, should actually not be the most important consideration, though certainly they need to be considered. To get the best rate today, there are all kinds of services and information available that can tell you what the various banks are charging. The internet has exploded with information, but be careful, as not all of it is accurate. Newspapers often chart interest rates as well. If you get a rate that is much lower than what is out there on the market, you might be looking for trouble. The company might not be around by the time you want to close a mortgage, or you might be charged outrageous fees for a closing. For any mortgage, the lender will always charge assorted fees, and it's wise to make sure you're not getting taken for a ride. A good rule to remember: the lower the interest rate, the higher the possible fees. Read the fine print. Look for a low rate, but remember that the lowest rate may end up costing you the most. When it comes to a down payment, it should be determined in large part by your budget. A lower down payment will result in higher mortgage payments, and vice versa. Depending on where you live, the down payment will hover around 20% of the total loan. In New York City, where the competition for real estate is fierce, the percentages tend to be a lot higher. If you're a good negotiator and want to free up as much of your money as possible, you should try to get as low a down payment as possible.